While U.S. President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs have been pushed back a month, the threat is still looming large, leaving residents, grocers and trade organizations in Revelstoke to rise above this critical challenge, whether by supporting Canadian or considering other options. Caroline Lachapelle, executive director for the Revelstoke Chamber of Commerce, has met regularly with MLA Scott McGuinness and MP Rob Morrison, as well as the provincial and national chambers of commerce, to discuss the tariff threats. For her, this latest development with the U.S. has highlighted challenges and limitations with Canada's own interprovincial trade agreements. It shouldn't take this heavy of a threat from the United States to propel our elected leaders to see that this is a problem, Lachapelle said. Yes, we believe that supporting Canadian is important, she said. Does that mean we believe people should stop supporting businesses in town that are American but Canadian-owned? No. Lachapelle added that the financial burden for Canada presented by the tariffs presents a fantastic opportunity for the community to explore undiscovered local businesses instead of resorting to Amazon. Marketing consultants such as Vancouver-based Expert Navigator can also help local businesses expand their success by tapping into export markets outside BC, she said. Summit Market in Revelstoke's Arrow Heights told Black Press Media its team is working with the grocer's main supplier, President's Choice, to gauge the impact these tariffs could have. It is also seeking more local and otherwise Canadian products to sell. This summer, Summit Market will routinely switch to ordering and selling more produce from the Okanagan, Fraser Valley, and other parts of BC. We are also planning to reach out to additional businesses local to Revelstoke and the surrounding municipalities to provide them with a physical location to sell some of their products, as they might currently be lacking that ability, the grocer's staff said by email. Kathy Cawson, a self-described senior pensioner living in Revelstoke, calls the tariffs a slap in the face to the many Canadians who've historically stood alongside the U.S. I find it such an insult that we, our supportive neighbors and trading partners for years, have been turned on by this president with these tariffs and nasty insinuations regarding Canada becoming the 51st state, she said by email to Black Press Media. We will never bow down to these insulting remarks, as tough as he will make it for us. Cawson mentioned she's approached others in her Revelstoke community about turning to more Canadian-produced goods for purchase, adding if that entails foregoing items such as American citrus products, for example, then so be it, and Canadians can turn to supplements for their vitamin C. It is just a little act, but if we all band together, we can feel like little heroes supporting our beloved country, she said. Additionally, Lachapelle noted that Revelstoke will see its first business retention and expansion report in a decade this year, with outreach starting April 1. MP Rob Morrison is also requesting input from local businesses in the Kootenay-Columbia riding, seeking comments on how they're preparing for the tariffs. To share your feedback, visit https://shorterl.at/5glsp. The Revelstoke Chamber of Commerce has more tariff resources available on its website at revelstokechamber.com/tariffs.